Chapter 4 The Vampire. Suddenly the storm started again, but this time it was stronger. The ground trembled under my feet like an earthquake, and the cold wind blew violently in my face. I decided to shelter in the entrance to the sepulchre. I ran to it and stood against the door. I was safe there. "This is absolutely terrible," I thought. "Maybe I'll die of the cold." Suddenly, I got a terrible shock. The door of the sepulchre began to open. There was an enormous flash of lightning. It illuminated the whole sky, and for a moment, it illuminated the inside of the sepulchre too. I saw a beautiful woman with blonde hair and red lips, sleeping on a long piece of stone. "Am I dreaming? Or is this real?" I said to myself. But there was no time to think, because immediately after this, I heard thunder, and I felt some mysterious force, like an enormous hand pushing me out into the storm. It all happened very fast. Suddenly, I was away from the sepulchre, and the cold rain was falling on me. I had a strong feeling that I wasn't alone. There was another flash of lightning, and it fell directly on the sepulchre. Suddenly, the walls of the sepulchre exploded into 1,000 pieces, and fire came out of it. I saw the dead woman rise from her stone bed with flames all around her. She was screaming in pain, but I couldn't hear much, because after the lightning, there was more loud thunder. Again, that enormous hand appeared and threw me deeper into the forest. Around me, the wolves started howling again, and I saw one last thing. A group of white figures, just above the ground, all moving towards me. "It's the dead, in their white sheets," I thought, and then I fainted. Sometime later, I opened my eyes. I was still in the forest, and I was very tired. My legs hurt terribly, and I couldn't move them. It was cold in the forest, but my chest was warm and heavy. "Something is on my chest," I thought. "What is it?" Then the moon appeared from behind a cloud, and I saw the strange creature on top of me. It was monstrous. The creature started licking my neck. I tried to move. "Let me go! Let me go!" I shouted. The creature lifted its head, and I saw two great burning eyes in the darkness, and two long white teeth. "It's a vampire," I thought. "I'm going to die." Suddenly, in the distance, I heard the sound of human voices and horses. It was a group of soldiers.
"Hello! Hello! Where are you?"
they called. I couldn't move or make a sound, but the creature moved its head and made angry noises. The flaming red eyes above me turned to the soldiers. Then the creature got up and ran quickly into the cemetery.